What does a grub worm look like?
It's more about half as big as your thumb, and it's flat, and have several feet on in it. So have a little head with a little small neck. And they,
what color is it?
It's brown.
Okay. What do you call that hard-shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
Well, it's a turtle.
Okay.
And a tapin, you do eat turtle, but uh-huh. You don't eat a tapin. It's somewhat like it.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Both of them is hard shell, but a turtle, you do eat turtle meat, uh-huh. But you cannot eat a tapin.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is there any other name for a terrapin? Do you know?
I can't think of one.
Okay. What do you call those little animals and well, kind of fish-like things that you can get down the Gulf? And when you get them here, they usually have their head cut off, and they're kind of in a little semicircle like this. And you have to, a lot of times you boil them and peel the shell off.
Shrimps.
Okay. And at the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, and when you grab it, powder comes off its wings under your hands?
Butterfly.
Okay, anything else?
Counterfly.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay. What do you call those things that get in your wool clothes and eat them up in the winter if you're not careful?
Moss.
Okay. What do you call the things that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call things that fly around at night and bite? And sometimes they carry malaria.
Mosquito.
Okay.
So I had malaria.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah.
What do you call a long, usually about this long, thin-bodied insect, and it has two sets of real shiny wings, and it's got a little beak on the end, and it eats mosquitoes. And sometimes its body's blue, sometimes it's black, sometimes it's gray.
Oh, hummingbird.
This is an insect.
Oh. Insect?
Are you thinking about an insect that you call a hummingbird?
No, that's a bird.
Okay, this is a real insect.
It's
big, but you see them around damp places. Sometimes they hover over a pond or something. Those wings are real pretty. You can kind of see through them, but they're shiny.
Oh, let me see. Snake doctor?
Okay, any other name?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard that they're a sign that snakes might be near?
Yes, that's what they said.
Okay. What kinds of stinging insects that fly do you know of?
That fly?
Huh?
A bee and a wasp.
Huh? Anything else?
Fly. Bee and a wasp and a bumblebee and a regular honeybee and a black wasp and a yellow wasp. And
on the yellow wasp, have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yellow jacket.
Okay.
And
if you had one wasp, okay, you have one wasp, all right, but then if you had two, you'd have two
wasps.
Okay.